Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call at 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. .us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, recently I've had several clients purchase vehicles for themselves to replace other vehicles they had on their policies. I've had two so far this week. Tax season is here, and many people will be using their funds to pay bills, to make home improvements, and of course, buying a vehicle. Now, we found this article from U.S. News and World Report with tips to help you find the best deal when it comes to purchasing a vehicle. And again, this article has like 30 tips. So I do want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, and bring you to our blog. If you're listening later on, in the upper right, type in Car Buying Tips 2024. It'll bring you to this post with a link to the article from U.S. News and World Report. I'm only going to share a few tips because I want you to read the full article and see all 30 tips when it comes to purchasing the vehicle. First tip I want to share with you is figure your budget. Ideally, you want to pay cash for a vehicle and have no payments. I mean, that's basically what we all want to do. We don't want to have any extra payments. This is difficult, of course, for many. So what you need to do is determine what your monthly budget looks like to find out what kind of car payment you can afford. So you've got to look at, you know, your rent or your mortgage payment, your food, utilities, you know, all those things to see how much money you've got left over, or how much money you could set aside each month for this new vehicle. Now, keep in mind that you need to factor in potential increases in auto insurance and fuel costs because, you know, you get a newer vehicle, it's probably going to be a little bit more to insure than the vehicle you're replacing or whatnot. And then again, the fuel costs. I mean, if you go from a sedan to an SUV, obviously the fuel costs are going to be much greater for the SUV because it's a bigger vehicle. So make sure that you figure into your budget what you need to look at as far as what you can afford. Now, do your research. Find out what type of vehicle you want. Do you want an SUV sedan? Do you want an SUV? Do you want a minivan? Do you want a pickup truck? Once you figure that out, narrow down your search to the manufacturers and models that will fit your needs. Of course, you want to check the safety ratings, user reviews, and vehicle recalls to make sure the choice you're making isn't going to be a lemon. Now, you know, most of us have an idea. Like, I'm potentially looking at replacing my truck this year. The thing's got 250 some odd thousand miles on it. It's rusting. It's burning oil. It's getting to a point where I don't see putting any more money into it is going to be a benefit. So I'm looking at potentially replacing my truck. So I'm doing my research. I found out, you know, what types of trucks out there aren't good. Like the Honda Ridgelines, those aren't going to fit into what I want. You know, I definitely don't want a smaller truck like a Colorado. I don't want a huge truck like an F-350. So I am looking at like a Ford F-150. I've gotten conflicting reports. You know, some say that the EcoBoost engines are trash. Others saying that the EcoBoost engines are okay. So I just got to continue to do research on that. I also need to look at vehicle recalls. So if I'm looking at like a 2015 or 2016 F-150. I need to check to see if there are any recalls on that vehicle, any potential issues with that vehicle. Go to Edmunds.com, go to KBB.com, and take a look at the vehicle ratings for the particular vehicle you're looking at. Look at the reviews. What do people have to say about the particular vehicle you're looking at? What do they like about it? What don't they like about it? What do they wish that it had? So, you know, get all that information so that you don't get yourself into a vehicle and then find out later that it really didn't have everything that you wanted, or that there's something serious that happens. I just saw a TikTok the other day. Somebody had purchased a 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee, and the engine's got 13,000 miles on it, and it just the engine sounds horrible. There's something wrong with the engine. I mean, the vehicle is only 2 years old and has 13,000 miles on it, and it's got something wrong with the engine, so it's got to go in for repairs. So definitely do your research to figure out what you want in a vehicle, and then also find out, once you find that out, find out the safety ratings and the user reviews for those particular vehicles. The next tip I want to share with you is get pre-approved. If possible, get a vehicle loan yourself from your local bank or credit union. Oftentimes, they can offer terms that are better than what a dealer has, and you know how much you have to spend on a vehicle. From what I understand, when it comes to dealerships, if you do dealership financing, they get a little bit of a kickback from whoever they finance through. So, of course, they want to, you know, they want to get you set up with a loan through the dealership. But if you get pre-approved, you can oftentimes, like I said, get maybe a lower interest rate. There are a lot of different terms that you could get that are going to be better than what you would get through a dealership. So definitely get pre-approved if you can. That way you know, okay, I've been pre-approved for $25,000 on a loan. So I've got a $25,000 budget that I need to purchase a vehicle. So you know you're on the high end, a tax title license, you got $25,000 that you got to play with. That way you can cut out the rigmarole with the dealership saying, well, you know, if we, what's your monthly budget? You already know because you've got pre-approved for the loan. So you've got a $25,000 loan. It's going to cost you, monthly payment's going to be like $350, $400 a month. I'm just throwing figures out there. So you know your monthly is going to be about $350 a month for that loan. So you can cut through all that rigmarole and get down to the negotiation of what you're looking for. Last tip I want to share with you is take your time if possible. You shouldn't rush into purchasing a vehicle and quote-unquote settling. One of the other tips in there is don't shop for a car when you need a car. You should shop for a car when you don't need one, so that way you don't feel rushed into having to purchase something. Now, I know personally how that felt, because we had a 1998 Chevy Blazer that the engine bearing went out on it, and the engine was bad to begin with. There were a bunch of problems with it. I had tried to help somebody out by purchasing the vehicle from them after they got it fixed, but it just kept having problems. The previous owner had pretty much driven the thing into the ground, not taking care of it, and so the next person that got it tried to fix everything that was wrong with it, but it still just wasn't perfect. And then it got to a point where the engine bearing just burned out or something and just completely wrecked the engine. So it was going to need a complete engine rebuild or, you know, a brand new engine. Well, in 98, at that time, it wasn't worth doing. So we were kind of rushing. Somebody offered to give us $1,000 for the vehicle, which, you know, we gladly took because we didn't have any money to get another vehicle. And so we kind of got pushed at a dealership into purchasing a Ford Windstar. I absolutely hated that vehicle. every time you went over a bump, it would the thing would ding, the lights would flash on and off. It was a horrible vehicle, but we were in desperate dire straits at that point. We needed a vehicle, so unfortunately we kind of had to settle for that. But yeah, definitely don't rush into purchasing a vehicle, and definitely don't settle. Their recommendation here is shopping at the end of the month, end of the quarter, or end of the year is a good time, as dealerships and salespersons have goals to meet and may be more willing to give you a better deal. You know, they may be like one or two sales away from getting a bonus. So, of course, they're going to try to negotiate a deal so they can get that car sold, so they can get that bonus at the end of the month, end of the quarter, end of the year. So definitely take your time, if at all possible, when it comes to purchasing a vehicle. Now, be sure to read the full article from U.S. News & World Report with many more tips to help you find your next vehicle. Again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, click on Livestock Insurance. It'll bring you over to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on to our blog, that's all right. In the upper right of the blog, there's a search bar. Type in Car Buying Tips 2024, and it'll bring you to the blog post for this podcast with a link to the article from U.S. News & World Report with, again, 30 car buying tips. I only shared 4. Well, technically 5. But there are 25 more tips for you to check out when it comes to purchasing a vehicle. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're in Lake Michigan, Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you have a safe week. And until next time, take care.